Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Good evening, and welcome to Spiritually Reincarnated, live on NHISG Network. We are live from Orlando, Florida. 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. I'm really excited this week because I have an album. My album will be out. The official release date is December 20th, which is next month. So I'm really excited about that. So go check out. It's going to be called The Heart of a God. That's my new album. There's 10 tracks on it. And like I said, it's going to come out on December 20th on eBay. I mean, on SoundCloud and on iTunes. So go check it out. Again, it's called The Heart of a God. And speaking of my new album, I'm already working on my second album, and it's called Lucid Dream, and it's based on this poem. And I'm going to start you guys off tonight with my poem, and it's called Lucid Dream. My mind drifts away long beyond REM. It's on the brink of exploring a new dimension. The power of the spiritual world lies deep, and you can explore it whenever you sleep. Sometimes it feels like you're awake. The prefrontal cortex functions of the brain it will take. Lucid dream can be the most amazing thing, and you can control whatever is happening. Your body and soul function as two separate entities, but the presence of God's love puts your soul at ease. Everything in your mind is so calm and serene as you control the scenery of your lucid dream. Your mind drifts astray as your soul floats away, and sometimes the hunter becomes the prey. Things are not exactly what they seem while experiencing an intense lucid dream. The water and sky might be extra blue, and you can do whatever your soul wants to. I close my eyes and imagine a place where I can sit next to God and look at him in the face. This lucid dream has taken over my imagination. I come to the realization while my soul transforms into a spiritual adaptation. Your brain will begin to overstimulate. Your body is asleep, but your mind is awake. Fear will overtake, but the only thing that you can do is wait as your soul transforms back from a spiritual state. The power of a lucid dream is very strong because it can last very long and take your mind places way beyond. As I lay my head down to sleep, my mind falls deep into a trance-like state. As my spiritual senses begin to awake, in my dreams, I always have control as I let God's love directly flow through my soul. In my dreams, all my problems disappear In my spiritual eye, I'm able to see clear. Most of our dreams evolve. Most of our dreams evolve from our sight as our minds digest our day when we sleep at night. During a lucid dream, in your mind you roam deep, in your soul leaves your body as you fall asleep, just letting your imagination run wild as you deeply explore your inner child. I am lost deep down in a lucid dream, but it's okay because I control everything. Subconsciously, I fall deep, controlling my sleep as I go escape to my temporary retreat. This lucid dream is my great escape, where I can feel God's love and emancipate. God's love helps me walk straight, and He is the one that controls my fate. In my lucid dream is where I give God control as His wisdom flows freely and guides my soul. And you know what? Before we go to a commercial break, I like to do a love poem for all the single ladies out there. And this poem is called Looking for Love. The beauty that I see in her is so real. It makes me feel that like I'm made out of steel. Her beauty alone takes my breath away. That sparkle in her eyes warms up my day. I give her a hug and feel her heartbeat. The warmth of her spirit knocks me off my feet. Like flowers in the afternoon as she begins to bloom. I'm so attracted to her whenever she is in the room. Her touch is so intense. My heart can't stand the suspense. All my emotions just make no sense. There goes the rain again, falling upon this earth. I can appreciate all of her beauty and everything she's worth. I would cherish her heart. I would appreciate her soul. My passion for her burns out of control. Her body I would worship from head to toe. And together we could both spiritually grow. Like a tree standing strong in the middle of the rain. Just look into her eyes takes away all my pain. Together, through God, we're both one in the same. She is the medicine for my heart, the healer of my soul. Falling in love with her, I cannot control. My entire life, I have felt fear and rejected. Being with her, as my dead heart becomes resurrected, she has injected my soul with nothing but love. Her beauty is something that I always think of. She is like an angel sent from up above with such a beautiful spirit made out of love. When she is around, my heart starts to dance. Her beautiful blue eyes put me in a trance. I've been through a lot, but what I say is true. I'm sorry, but I can't help falling in love with you. My name is Gilbert Side. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. I am the author of, I have a book out called Spiritually Reincarnated, Spiritually Reincarnated, available on eBay now. And I have an album coming out December 20th called The Heart of a God. And we're going to get back to 1 hour of spoken word. We're going to get back to more poems right after this. Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience,
She takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes, the curl. No, the frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
Hey, what's up? Are you entrepreneurs and all you big ballers out there? If you have a company or a product that you're trying to sell, that you want to get word of mouth out there, you need help with promoting your product, give me a call. My number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, my number is 866-543-1875, extension 700, and let me and help my network take your business to the next level. We have a lot of excellent shows on this network. We have sports, and we also have spoken words, and we have such a variety to choose from. You can come listen to the shows, choose which show you want to advertise on, and you know what? Just let us help you get the word of mouth, get your business or your product to the next level. Just give us a call, or you know what? Just if you don't even want to go on the phone, you'd rather go through the website. You can contact us through www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com, and let us help you take your business to the next level. Together, we can do amazing things.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good, 101.1.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, the Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station. Where I go, to anywhere I
flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
A poet identifies themselves through their poetry. They capture images, thoughts, and ideas and transform them into words that can be spread throughout time. A poet's words are their exhibits or showcases to be displayed for everyone to see. Our feelings and emotions are part of our personality. These traits make us human. Poets take fragments of themselves and express it through words every time they write a new poem. Through poetry, others are able to see through the perspective eyes of the poet. Gilbert Signs, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, Introduction, Second Paragraph. You know, today, and I guess, you know, throughout time, but one of our main problems that we have in our education system is bullying. I know firsthand, not just because, you know, being part on both sides when I was younger, but I know because I'm a counselor I work with a lot of kids, and I enjoy what I do because I enjoy working with the kids because I believe the kids are our future, and our future is in great hands, these great young minds. But, you know, the struggles they have to face, we didn't have to face them back in our days or my days, or, you know, if you're an older person, like I'm 45, if you're my age or you're older than me, or, you know, maybe a little younger than me, we never had to deal with mass school shootings. You know, it was when Columbine happened years ago is when we had to really start getting used to that. And then it just seems like ever since Trump took over office, you know, these mass shootings, especially school shootings, seem more common than anything. And a lot of it stems from bullying. You know, a lot of these young minds are lost, out of touch, and their minds are easily manipulated and shaped by the way they're treated. So when they're bullied, they get angry and they hold that anger in and they want revenge. So what do? They go to a school or something and they shoot it up. When you're bullying, bullying leaves a scar on you that never heals. You always remember that you're bullied. And, you know, the bully doesn't realize that. This next set of poems I'm going to do is from the perspective of somebody being bullied. A lot of similarities to my situation growing up. It's called Unhealed Fragments from the Past. And, you know, sometimes things like a certain smell, a certain song, maybe a cologne or something like that, sometimes it triggers bad memories. And sometimes just bad memories of bullying come back to haunt you just out of nowhere. And this poem is very unique because this is from the perspective of a person being bullied. And then I got my next poem right after. It's called Bully, and it's from the perspective of a bully himself. But this is from a victim. This is a victim's perspective, and this is called Unhealed Fragments from the Past. A young child, he is a social reject. His heart beats faster, not knowing what to expect. His mind has drifted far like minds of people in a cult. And everywhere he goes, he hears an insult, feeling inside a negative thought. Judged and ridiculed by his peers, he cries silent tears, that haunts his life for many years. His words fall on deaf ears, and he already lived out his biggest fear. Unhealed fragments from the past with pain that will last and harass his soul. This is something that he cannot control. All the pain and hurt this young soul had to take as he contemplated jumping inside Serenity Lake. In the sixth grade, inside an elementary school bathroom stall, all the words penetrated his emotional wall as he began to fall. Parts of him were dead on that gloomy Monday. He will never be the same after that day. Unhealed fragments from the past, what happened is over, but the pain still lasts. That one day he broke down and cried is the day his innocence died, buried with painful memories deep inside of his head that will torture him until this young soul is dead, tormented from unhealed fragments from the past, the price of living in freedom as an outcast. The wounds from his past still haunt him till this day. The memories may be in remission, but the hurt will not go away. He is a lost soul struggling while on his path to achieve his destiny and constantly getting attacked by the hidden enemy. Words hurt with time as far as the eye could see, making an innocent soul feel dark, shallow, and empty. This little boy getting tortured by a voice in his head saying to end all this pain, you have to be dead. Darkness will spread as his soul is infested, but with the help from a few friends, he became resurrected. Unhealed fragments from the past seem to linger around me, constantly popping up in my memory. The pain is real and it makes me feel everything again, but the memories are blurred and will never end. Young and naive has his innocence he will grieve. That darkness of this world he finds so hard to believe. Till this day, the pain has not gone away. His personal scars are here to stay. Depression torments him at times when he's off his guard as the feelings of that day hit him very hard. His mind blocks out certain memories to protect him from the cancer that lingers like a disease. Unhealed fragments from the past as he writes words to let go, but he can't escape time as it echoes. Unhealed fragments from the past as he struggled to find peace, so he writes a poem to help him release his pain so that he can be normal again. Time is not a friend, and for some reason he can't comprehend, this nightmare will never end. A scar in his memory that will last throughout time, once they crossed his emotional line. Unhealed fragments from his past as he is finally able to let it go, as he gives his life to God, which helped him spiritually grow. That poem, is not released yet. It might be in my next album with the set, but that was from a victim's perspective of being bullied. This is from a bully's perspective, and this poem is called Bully. Deep down inside, I really hate myself, and I take pleasure in taking it out on someone else. I'm awake, but it feels like I'm dreaming. As soon as I get up, I can hear my parents screaming. My father is mad, so he takes it out on me. Hatred and anger is all I ever see. Now it's time to ruin somebody's day. I will punch him in the mouth and call him gay. Then I will take his cap away and watch him suffer with the words I say. My personal insecurity compelling my soul to display its impurity. I'm just a bully, and bad emotions pull me to treat others a certain way, and putting them down with the hurtful words that I say. Can't look at myself in the mirror. Inside, I cry a silent tear. My whole philosophy is created from fear. things happened in my life that I can't describe. This game of life has taken my pride, and way deep down inside, my innocence died. Unable to find peace, so I unable to find peace, so I release all of my anger and pain, and let all my emotions explode like an out-of-control train. I was born from sin, from this evil place I'm in, and all these demons that I'm battling. People don't like me. They just walk away. It makes me feel sad every single day. When people look at me, they judge, which causes me to hold a grudge. I can't handle people looking at me as weak, so I put others down to help me stand on my feet. My thoughts are dark and my emotions remain numb, which helps me out every time I torture someone. My body is like a gun as I scope for another victim. There are many targets in this world that we live in. There is no room for the weak because the mountains in life remain steep. As I look into your eyes, I feel despised. You can't see my cries hidden beneath the lies that rise within me. It's all my pain and agony. You can't walk a mile in my shoes, so I take yours. You can't see what goes on behind closed doors. I can't stand myself, so I take it out on someone else. Blinded from compassion, I keep on lashing, looking for a kid's head to bash in. I don't care about me, so why should I care about you? You can't handle some of the things that I have gone through. The pain and suffering that I face every day. So I take it out on you to make it all go away. I'm a bully, but on the outside, I feel so alone. I'm really just a lost soul trying to find my way back home. That poem is called Bully, and bullying still is a problem today. I know there are many campaigns against it. But you know what? It takes a true leader to stand up to a bully. It takes a true leader to, whenever you see an injustice or you see somebody weaker being picked on by somebody, you know, stronger or whatever, you come in and you help the weaker person. And you know what? You show them compassion. And, you know, one thing as a counselor that I tell all my kids when they see bullying, I don't tell them to get involved. I say, you know what? Tell the counselor. Tell your teacher. Tell an adult, tell somebody. All you have to do, report it anonymously. Nobody deserves to go through that. Every one of us is a human being. Every one of us is a child of God. This next poem that I'm going to do is called Authenticity. This poem is authentic in a sense that, first of all my poems, I have the title in the poem itself. You know, I'll use it as a hook. This poem doesn't have the title to it. It's called Authenticity, but that's what this poem's all about. It's about being yourself and not being afraid to walk alone. You know, it's better to walk in the right way. It's better to walk the right path alone than to walk the wrong path with all the other people. You know, they all scatter like sheep. You know, you have to be strong. You have to be that lone wolf. You have to walk your own path. Other people shouldn't influence your life. You should be able to be comfortable with who you are. You're a child of God, and God does not make no mistakes. He did not make a mistake by creating you. You were put on this earth for something. And this poem, Authenticity, this is just telling everybody, you know what, I don't care if you're a male, female, if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're bi, I don't care if you're Muslim, if you're Christian, if you're Hinduism, you know, it doesn't matter. We are all beings. We all bleed red. We are all beings of God, and we are all products of this earth. And you know what? We should be able to be proud and stand up for who we are. And you know what? Don't be influenced. Don't be what people want you to be. Be what you want to be. And this poem, that's what this poem is all about, authenticity. It's kind of like a motivational poem. So this is my first motivational poem I really written. Or at least I feel this is my first one that's based on motivation. But this poem is called Authenticity. I'm not sure when it'll be out yet, but you can always hear it every week on here. Well, not every week, because I say different poems, but you can always hear it on the show if you like it, and it's called Authenticity. Walk your own path and don't ever follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live for only tomorrow. Sometimes in life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be shallow. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to be as quiet as a mouse, or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way, but with your words and actions comes a price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there are obstacles in your path, then find another way. Most people in life cannot appreciate the true great or qualities of their trait until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the quality of your fate because their pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons they've learned in time and continue moving forward, or you'll get left behind. To be a great leader, you must be comfortable in what you are and let your dreams guide your soul and take you very far. The path that you follow is the one chosen for you, and God will take care of whatever you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead to a higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climbs lead to the best view. Keep on climbing no matter what you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The past sometimes can be very dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle that you just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the quality that you possess, because somehow they feel that they are less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength that you possess because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Always keep fighting and don't fear the unknown. Keep walking your path even if you're alone. All of your life, others have seen you estranged. But now that you're older, all of that seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your fate will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the hardest path to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times walking out alone, but let the light coming from your soul guide you back home. With that said, we're going to go to another break, and we'll come back with more Spiritually Reincarnated. I got a couple of love poems coming up, and I also got, I think I got one more serious one, a couple of serious ones coming up. So, yeah, we got a lot more show left, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back right after this. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. the soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum. And if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day. How can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids, and in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
You are the only one, you're my everything, and for you,
Every human being is unique in their own special way. That is just part of the laws of the universe. Poetry distinguishes that uniqueness and embrace it through words. The true essence of poetry is to capture all the different traits of humanity by putting them into words. Ingrained and hidden deep in poets' words lie the basic foundation for humanity. In order to be an extraordinary person, you have to do extraordinary things. A true artist is able to capture the time they are in and express it to future generations through words in such a way that inspires hope and new ideas. We all learn from one another's struggle and our mistakes. Gilbert Sines, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, the introduction, paragraph 3. And I know today we've been doing, I know we just had one love poem, so I know we haven't done any love poems, so I want to kind of this segment of my show, which we don't have too much time, I'm going to do a little bit more love poems. I don't have time to do that many poems, but let me start out. I'm going to do a love poem, and then I'm going to do another poem, and I'm going to end this. I always end it, end the night for all the ladies, all the single ladies out there. I always end it with a nice love poem so I could take you out, I could take you out the right way, you know, kind of send you off in the night. You know, you can have good dreams and kind of send you off in a positive way. So, again, I do that every time. And when I perform live, my last poem on all my performances I always do is always love poem. I always do my last poem for the ladies. I always like to take, just to take the ladies out to something nice. You know, I like to end it with something nice for them. This poem is one of those poems that when I'm doing live, I usually end in. This poem may be in my album, and I want you guys to stay tuned because in the next couple of weeks here, we're going to be getting different tracks from my album, so you'll be hearing probably the whole thing on here live before you watch it, before you can go out and buy it. Again, my album is called The Heart of a God, and it will be released December 20th, and I invite everybody to go buy my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. It's on eBay. You Google up Spiritually Reincarnated, and there are many different links you can go to buy them. This next poem, this is a love poem with kind of an ocean theme to it. So if you think the ocean is romantic, you like the ocean, you'll probably like this poem. And it's called Drifting Love. Like a sandcastle getting swept away by the open sea, the current of her love stole my heart from me. The echoes of pain washing up in the tide. Her love makes me feel complete deep down inside. Her beautiful love knocks me off my feet. Without her in my life, my soul feels so incomplete. The power of her love drawing me near. It helped me overcome my biggest fear. Like a ship sinking to the ocean floor, when she's in my heart, I don't hurt anymore. My heart felt so lonely, just floating in the tide. Before her love, my heart was empty inside. Drifting love that's found its destination. United by faith, we are both God's creation. The softness of her hips as they rub against mine. Our love only gets stronger with passing time. Two separate souls united by a bond. The love we both share will always live on. She will always have a special place in my heart with a bond so strong that will never drift my apart. She has hijacked my mind, watching her body grind. The passion of our love goes beyond space and time. The warmth of her spirit just feels like heaven, so divine. She is like a doctor, and her love is a cure. The scent of her innocence, so strong and pure. Drifting love that will never fade away. That drifting love has me chasing it every single day. When she says my name, I feel like a king, like an eagle soaring around in the spring. As I lay my head upon her chest, her heart echoes my name from beneath her breast. I can see God's spark when I look into her eyes. Together we can both spiritually arise. Drifting love as we reunite. When we are together, I could feel God's light. My heart was trapped, and her love set it free. Our drifting love will float for eternity, no matter how far we drift or whatever we go through. In the end, my love will always drift back to you, like the sounds of the ocean crashing into the sea. Our love will always drift endlessly. That poem is called Drifting Love, and that is going to be in my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. I'm not sure when that's coming out because my album's coming out next month, so that'll be out before that. So, my book, I'm not sure yet, so I'm not going to set a date. This next poem I'm going to read is one of my newest poems. This is one of my most recent ones I recently wrote. It's called Enemy Within Myself, and I believe that we all battle we all have a battle that we fight within ourselves, and sometimes we're the enemy. Sometimes I'll be my own worst enemy, and you know, when we're feeling a certain type of way, it blinds us. You know, we don't see things normal. We don't see things the way that they really are. We see them through a bad perspective. And this poem is called Enemy Within Myself, and this is about the battle that I've been battling within myself all my life. Enemy Within Myself. All of my life, people would always say that they wanted me to be a certain type of way, causing my true personality to slowly fade away. Peace within myself is so hard to find. Just like an eye for an eye will eventually make the whole world blind. I'm self-hazardous with my radioactive thoughts, picking up the pieces of my life and trying to connect all the dots. I hold up my head and feel like a king. Yet in my life, I was never chosen for anything. My pride, I wore tight like a golden ring. But deep down inside, all my hurt really did sting. Living my life trying to please someone else. And in the process, I made enemies within myself. I never came in first place. That is so overrated for my taste. Just trying to get through all the struggles that I face. It was so hard to find me. It was so hard for me to finally see that I am my own worst enemy, constantly judging myself, which I paid the price through my mental health. God has always been my one and only friend, because he will never let me down in the end. Enemies within myself that I get lost in my head. My desperation is fed and my self-confidence is dead. I fall deeper in depression as my soul starts regression. This life I live has been one hard, painful lesson. Trying to live my life and be the best I can, but I'm not perfect like God. I'm only a man. Enemies within myself as I live my life as an outcast, slowly imprisoned by chains of my painful past. My pain I struggle to release as I'm constantly searching for divine inner peace. So tired of being compared to some imaginary guy. They will always judge me even after I die. I will get my wings and eventually fly and be freed from this, living this life's ultimate lie. Enemies within myself as voices battle in my brain, causing my mental state to go insane. Watching my dreams sink down the drain. They say it's sunny outside, but all I see is rain. These negative thoughts hit me like a train, feeding into my pain. My entire life has been lived in vain. Enemies within myself causing me to fight, because according to everyone else, I can't do anything right. People tell me in life that you will go very far, and all you have to do is change exactly what you are. I have always neglected to join a team. Instead, I choose to be myself and live out my dream. I refuse to give in this self-battle from within As long as I breathe oxygen, this battle in myself, I will always try to win. Enemies within myself as I try to find common ground. I struggle to look in the mirror when no one else is around. Enemies within myself trying to fight the same war. But God gave me peace that I've never experienced before. That poem is called Enemies Within Myself, and I want to thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. I know we had, I know last week was Halloween, and it seems like nobody pays attention to Thanksgiving anymore. I was just at the Florida Mall here in Orlando, Florida. I was at the mall, and they already had their Christmas stuff on. I did not see one Halloween decoration on. And, you know, Halloween is actually one of my favorite holidays because of the unity. I know Christmas, you know, of course, you know, unity there, but man, Halloween, you get food. I understand that Christmas, you get presents, but man, you know, all the food, all the good food, all the turkey, all the, man, just get my mouth is watering just thinking of all the great food we're going to have here in a couple of weeks. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to, you know, I want to say everyone, Merry, you know, I have a Christmas poem, so I will be doing that, you know, later on. But you know what? I know, Christmas, I think it's over commercialized. It's over politicalized. And, man, let's just enjoy Thanksgiving first. I want to take you guys out because I got a double love poem. So for all you ladies out there, I'm going to give you twice the pleasure tonight. I'm gonna do my love poem, Everlasting Love. And then I'm going to take us out with my love poem, Long Lost Love. So it's going to be a double love poem before we leave. Again, I'd like to invite everyone to like us on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page, Spiritually Reincarnated on Facebook. Check us out there and Google up Spiritually Reincarnated. Go get my book. I have another one coming out. And on December 20th, go to iTunes, get my album. Again, my release date for my album is called The Heart of a God by Gilbert Sines, and it will be out on December 20th. If you're on social media, I'm going to be promoting it on there more. Or I'm going to be promoting it in the next couple months In the next week, I'll be promoting my album on social media. But it's called The Heart of a God, and it has a lot of great tracks. It's 10 tracks, so it's like a dollar a track. So you get 10 tracks, and you definitely get your money's worth. The music, the music, the tracks, the beats, everything is on point. It's professionally done. I have a producer that produced it, and I also have a video out. I'm trying to get on YouTube now, but it'll be part of promoting the album. So go buy it. It's going to be called The Heart of a God, and it will come out December 20th on iTunes or Soundbar, SoundCloud, all the digital outlets. Before I leave, I just want to say, you know, if it wasn't for you, the audience, actually sitting here and listening to me, you know, I'd just be saying a bunch of words to myself. So I want to thank all my audience. I want to thank my wonderful network, Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to give a shout out to the network president, Princess Cooper. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for allowing me the privilege and to come to be a part of your wonderful network. It's such a humbling experience. And again, you know, all you people listening, I do this for you. I write the poems for you. My poems have a lot of hidden messages, so you do got to listen closely or you'll miss something. So with no further ado, I want to wish everybody early happy Thanksgiving, even though it's in a couple weeks, but, you know, everybody seems to be focused on Christmas. So happy Thanksgiving. And this poem is called Everlasting Love, and then I'm going to do Long Lost Love. And again, this is a double shot love poem for all the ladies out there. This poem is called Everlasting Love. And you know what? I better get a drink of water because I don't know if my throat can handle two poems. So this poem is part of my new book. It's in my new book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2, and it's called Everlasting Love. It's that sensation that I get every time I get lost in her eyes. Her love runs through my veins, making my heart come alive. The reflection from her soul lightens up my day. deep inside of her takes all my pain away. Everlasting love that exceeds our expectations. Our love is stronger than all temptations. Her voice echoes my name every time she speaks. Her love takes me higher above the mountain peaks. Her heart is like it's made out of gold. And our love gets stronger as we both grow old. Everlasting love that is here to stay. The type of love that carries my heart every single day. Her love feels warmer than a hot summer day. And no matter what happens, her love will never fade away. She is the type of girl that wants everything in life. The girl that was eventually destined to be my wife. Sometimes in her life, love just comes out of the blue. It's so hard to find that person that is just right for you. Living every day, just trying to achieve my fate. Then, out of nowhere, appears my soulmate. Everlasting love, as we both reunite. She stalks my dreams every single night. How could I fall in love with you? But how can I not? The moment I saw you, my heart couldn't stop. The feelings that I have for her will not go away. Her heart, my heart echoes her name every single day. When she is around, I can feel the connection. And when she kisses me, I can feel her affection. She is like an angel falling out of the sky. We both spread our wings together and learn how to fly. Two Roman souls united by their love. She consists of all the things that my dreams are made of. Everlasting love ingrained deep in my heart. Neither time nor anything can tear us apart. Before we met, I was just chasing a dream. As our love flows together like water flowing down a stream. A love that was destined by our fate. And it still transcends after we both reincarnate. Like a tsunami bursting out of the sea. Her love stole my heart and totally conquered me. Our love both drifting in the current of time. As the essence of our love just feels so divine. Like a pearl getting swept away by the waves in the sea. Our love floats in the tide for eternity. Everlasting love drifting deep in the sea. The spark of her love will always shine upon me. Long lost love. My broken heart will eventually mend. As I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension. And it broke my heart, not to mention. My emotions got in the way. So many regrets I have to say as I cling close to God to guide me through another day. Love can cause so much frustration due to misunderstanding and miscommunication. Long lost love that I've been searching for so long, and the sparkle from her heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love will occur on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong, the remnants of it will continue to shine on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction. And if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time. And the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love just float around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak as I continue to search for true love that is pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in the sea, just searching for the one girl who is just right for me. we can both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray, just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. Without her in my life, I feel so empty inside. This game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away. And to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like a sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light shining in the dark. The chemistry we share is based more on just physical attraction, and I'll do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day as I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing on. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing on. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.